Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Alright, kia ora, anō, everyone. I hope you're all having a good afternoon. And joining me in the studio right now is Steve Newell, who is going to be bringing you the latest in cinema and TV. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Welcome everybody into our little drive cocoon today.
Yeah, so what have you got for us today?
Regular listeners to this segment will probably know I'm a huge fan of Righteous Gemstones. I might have had a bit of a preamble about this last week. I can't remember. But this is Danny McBride's superb comedy series about a family of televangelists, which I initially was kind of a bit slow to come to because I thought it was a bit too easy of a target and kind of misread what kind of comedy it was, but I've come to absolutely adore this show. Its fourth and final season kicked off this week. It's been off the air for like about a year and a half since we saw an episode of it. So it's been a bit of a wait. But knowing this was the fourth and final season, I had huge anticipation. What I couldn't talk about until it actually aired on Monday was the nature of the first episode itself, which features none of the cast members of the show, is not set in the present day like Righteous Gemstones is, but instead was a Civil War episode starring Bradley Cooper as the distant ancestor of the Gemstone family, Bradley Cooper. So getting an A-list actor to come and kind of schlup around in TV production, shoot an episode in 10 days, wear uncomfortable clothes, get paid nothing, but also deliver what seems to be a bang-on impersonation of the way that Danny McBride talks, all the kind of rhythms and facial expressions are there. McBride claims that Cooper had never actually seen Gemstones before they started shooting and didn't want it to influence his performance. I'm just going to presume that spending 5 minutes with Danny McBride, if you're an actor, you can't help but take on the mannerisms. He's just got a certain diction that is all his own, and I think just serves to make that show and its punchlines all the more funny. So, Gemstones fans, the full cast returns next week, but what an absolute treat to smuggle into your last season. Already it was a show that I kind of went, I don't know how this gets made, I don't know how it makes money, why a network thinks they should make it. It's kind of too good, too specific, and too funny for normal people. But here we go. Buckle up because this season's going to rocket past, and we'll be saying goodbye to one of the great modern comedies.
Right. So, so what else have you been catching up with then?
Something to put on your radar for this week is a new Apple TV Plus series called Dope Thief.
Oh, okay.
This is the first episode of this is directed by Sir Ridley Scott. It's a show about two lifelong best friends in Philly who, as we meet them, are raiding a drug house.
Ooh.
And stealing the cash and the stash. Helping themselves to the cash and the stash. They're covered in DEA jackets and badges, but we very quickly learn they're just a couple of hoods who have come up with this great scam, which is pretending to be cops. And so long as you do the controlling cop voice, you're kind of fine. It wouldn't be a drama if something didn't go wrong, though, because that that kind of setup wouldn't be entertaining for more than an episode or two if it always worked. But it's also really anchored by the strength of the on-screen relationship between Brian Tyree Henry, you might know from Atlanta, the show Atlanta, and Wagner Moura, who's played Pablo Escobar in Narcos. They're really great on screen together, despite the fact that they only kind of actually connected as screen partners like in a couple of days before the show started shooting. You'd never know from the performances. But what ends up happening is, against the backdrop of the COVID pandemic, their little scam's working quite well, but being COVID, the period's disrupted the drug trade just as it's disrupted any other type of shipping and distribution industry. They hit the wrong place, they bite off more than they can chew, and the wrong people start looking for them. This is a pretty cool show.
So are they getting chased by like other drug dealers and like the local gangs, or is it the police who get on their case?
It's kind of a little bit all of the above, because really, like, as bodies start to pile up, which, you know, very much is not the methodology they start the show with, but as bodies start to pile up through deliberate and accidental means, it does attract the interest of the authorities, and suddenly it would seem like the entire drug industry of the Eastern Seaboard of the United States is after these guys. But yeah, it's an interesting time period to set this in. I don't think it's in the original source material that it's during COVID, but it makes a whole lot more plausible the idea that that the drug distribution trade has had to kind of deal with some of the same supply chain issues as, you know, Lego blocks or hamburgers. Yeah.
And there's no work from home or like Zoom calls for drug dealers, I'm guessing.
I'm not sure. Maybe work from home is just when the customer comes to you.
Oh yeah, yeah. The trap house is work from home. Yeah.
So that kicks off on Friday. That's got new episodes weekly. the other thing I'll mention today is it's not opening in cinemas until next Thursday of next week. But New Zealand director James Ashcroft has a new film out called The Rule of Jenny Penn. Ashcroft made a film called Coming Home in the Dark that released in 2021. It's a really interesting New Zealand psychological thriller. This is another psychological thriller set in New Zealand. It stars an international cast, though. It stars John Lithgow and Geoffrey Rush. It's set in an aged care facility where Geoffrey Rush's judge takes up residence after having a pretty debilitating stroke. But what he finds there is this bully in the form of John Lithgow who is making everyone's life absolute hell. I really enjoyed this. This is definitely worth a watch. It's always great to watch international actors try and do a New Zealand accent. It's one of the toughest out there. Yeah. Although this is where we're all supposed to go, what do you mean? What accent? We're speaking normally. It's everyone else that's got accents. This has got some sneak screenings over the weekend, including one at the Hollywood Avondale on Sunday night. And I'd also note that it's of particular interest. James Ashcroft is currently getting his next film underway, his third film. This is a $50 million thriller for Netflix being shot in the United States. Stars Robert De Niro. And just this week, it was also announced that two stars of two of the biggest shows on TV right now are also joining the cast. That is The White Lotus's Michelle Monaghan and Severance's Adam Scott. So Ashcroft, going places.
All right, perfect.
So something to look forward to in cinemas. Catch some sneaks or see that on general release next week. Watch Dope Thief when that starts on Friday, and enjoy every second of the Righteous Gemstones that you can while we've still got this absolute profane, sarcastic, but still kind of somehow heartfelt comedy series.
Yeah, all right. Someone just texted in asking for the name of the religious family show. I'm guessing they're talking about The Righteous Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones, yeah. So there's three seasons have aired so far. I hate when people kind of say that things get better as they go along. Sort of implies like, oh, bear with it. But this show has really gone from strength to strength over the years. Danny McBride is so confident as a writer, performer, and director that it's something truly special.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to let us know about? Or?
That's me for today.
All right, perfect.
Well, plenty to catch up on.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve. That was Flicks and That. Hope you guys all catch up on those shows. They sound pretty mean. We're going to be playing some tracks and then head over to the news. The next song we've got up is Nothing of You Remaining by Welcomer.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.